Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nighttime Reset. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by life lately, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, demanding our attention, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help us navigate these choppy waters with grace and strength? We're talking about emotional intelligence. The ability to understand and manage our own emotions, as well as recognize and empathize with the feelings of others. Ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when something small sends your stress levels sky high or a simple conversation leaves you feeling drained? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's about developing self-awareness, managing those intense emotions, and building healthy relationships with ourselves and the people around us. And the best part? This isn't some mystical ability, it's a skill we can all learn and cultivate. So, why is this so crucial? Because resilience, that incredible ability to bounce back from challenges, adapt to change, and thrive even in difficult situations, is directly tied to our emotional intelligence. Think of it like this. Imagine you're facing a tough situation at work. Your boss gives you some unexpected feedback, or maybe a big project falls apart. If you have strong emotional intelligence, you can handle that situation with composure. You can process your feelings without letting them take over, communicate effectively, and find solutions even under pressure. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your resilience through emotional intelligence. 1. Know yourself. The first step is getting to know your own emotional landscape. What triggers your stress? What makes you feel joyful? What are your strengths and weaknesses when it comes to managing emotions? Pay attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors. They're all clues to how you're feeling. Journaling can be a powerful tool here. Just jot down your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. It helps you become more aware of your emotional patterns. 2. Master your breath. Ever notice how a deep breath can instantly calm you down? Breathing techniques are like superpowers for managing stress and anxiety. Try box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4. Repeat this several times when you feel overwhelmed, and watch your emotional state shift. 3. Practice empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes can do wonders for your own emotional well-being. When you listen attentively to others and try to understand their perspectives, even if they're different from yours, it builds compassion and strengthens your connections. Remember, we all have our own stories, our own struggles. By showing empathy, you create a more supportive and understanding world around you. 4. Build healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without receiving? Setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your emotional energy. It means saying no when necessary, prioritizing your needs, and communicating your limits clearly and respectfully. This isn't selfish, it's self-care. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in life, even the small ones, can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. Make a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor those little moments of joy. Let me tell you about Sarah. I know her from my yoga class. She used to be so stressed all the time. Work deadlines were always looming, and she struggled to find balance in her life. But then, she started practicing mindfulness, focusing on her breathing, and expressing her gratitude for the little things. Now, Sarah radiates calmness and resilience. She handles challenges with grace, and she's even become a source of support for others going through tough times. Think about it, wouldn't you love to feel that sense of calm and inner strength? Emotional intelligence is the key to unlocking that potential. It's not about becoming a perfect emotional being, but about developing awareness, managing your feelings effectively, and building genuine connections with yourself and others. Remember, resilience isn't a destination, it's a journey. So start practicing these tips today. Take small steps, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that help you build resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Nighttime Reset for more insights and inspiration to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.